Well, so much, I'm sure, made you happy. I know you're never totally satisfied, but what pleased you most about that performance tonight?
Our attitude, application, fitness levels. It's hard when you look at us and you don't know how we play. The way we get our fullbacks out, we protect the middle of the park. We rotate three behind the one. It's so good. And you can see with what we tried to do over the summer with the young lads who can run. And they're exciting. You know, they're exciting. So I'm pleased with, I just put 5 or 6 targets on there. I'm pleased with the 4 goals. I'm pleased with how hard we worked. Pleased with the rotations. Pleased with the patterns of play. Pleased with the zonal set pieces. Not really happy about the goal because we could have avoided the goal. But since pre-season, it's all, yeah, happy.
Drew a blank on Saturday, and I think that the goal, the first goal tonight, was the first shot on target this season. So have you been working on that, or you must be very pleased with the development there?
We weren't too concerned about shooting on Saturday, believe it or not. We're not, and I don't know people who want to shoot. It's not about that, because if we shoot in the wrong areas and they get us on the counter-attack, it was more about our shape. Tonight was more about our shape, but it opened up tonight to kind of take a shot where we had protection in behind, where we knew Barrow would have a lot of the football, and they did. We thought Ultram would have a lot of the football tonight, but like Parky just said to me, the way you pressed us, the way you counter-attacked us, your pace, your movement was incredible. And, you know, that's only, what, 4 or 5 sessions in. You know, the lads are working hard and they're showing a really good attitude. So to beat Ultram is a real, you know, it's a real coup, but it doesn't mean anything if you don't go and beat Clapton and Warrington.
Defence, Boys made one excellent save in the first half, but he was very well protected, wasn't he?
He was, and obviously Pat will be with us now Saturday, and then Steve will join up with us on Tuesday. But the protection of what Yam and Curtis, got 2 fullbacks in Ethan and Guy. You know, Guy's been away for 10 days, that's his first bit of action, and, you know, we demanded a lot for him. You put Charlie Oliver in the second half, give Yam a rest, but the two of them, Curtis and Charlie, were brilliant. But they're going to have a battle on their hands, because the three of them, there's only 2 shirts there, so there's going to be a battle on their hands. But that's what I've said to everybody. You know, look at the pace at the top end of the pitch. How many options? We haven't got Dante Gabadon on the pitch yet. You know, we've got options everywhere, and lads want to play here, and lads want to give a good account of themselves, which they have done tonight.
How pleased with you the way that it went fairly seamlessly? You know, often when there's a wholesale change at half-time, that's very disruptive, but it seems to be handled.
I think with the quality of players that we're bringing on, you know, the quality and the depth in the squad. I mean, there's 24 people on display. If you put the injuries in, if you put Dante in, if you put Wallace in, and you put the lads that haven't been here tonight because they're missing, because they're away, like Matty Van Wyk, etc. You've got 24 players, and 24 doesn't go into 16, we know that. So the lads have got to give a really good account of themselves, and we want to go into the season with 20. But I can't ask for any more. All I can ask for is the lads stick to the game plan, excite people in and out of possession, just do the best. I know that sounds really old school, but, you know, the best is good enough. And at times, you know, over the 2 games, they've given the best, and they have done in training. And I think I said a while ago that I'm probably as excited now as I was maybe 4 years ago. And I know we've had ups and downs. I know we had COVID and all our budget issues, etc. But this just seems to be a really good planning platform, you know, where the work's gone on behind the scenes, the budget's been set, it's allowed us to go and identify targets, and pretty much we've got them all over the line, and that means we can work with this group now, and hopefully, you know, you want them all to make it. They won't all make it, but, you know, not for the want of trying.
The shape seemed very strong when Altrium had the ball. You know, often going sideways and backwards.
I think at times that we've had a lot of experience in the middle of the park, you know, like some of Potsy and Vinny and stuff, which has been brilliant. You know, they've been absolutely brilliant. But then we want to get a high press on. It's hard for them to get out. But when you've got lads who are like 25-year-olds who get on the front press, and we can get our back line high, that means we can get closer to the three. We get our three nice and narrow, and our fullbacks then at 20-19 can just keep doing it, you know, until they can't do it anymore. And then you make the changes. So the new lads are really buying into the patterns of play. You speak to the two lads from Southport. They're loving the style of play. They're absolutely waxing lyricals about it, and they haven't played that way before, but they want to play that way, the footballers. So for us, we've just got a good group who want to play football and more importantly, want to work hard out of possession, because how many times I've said at this line before, you can have a bad game on the ball, but you can't have a bad game off the ball.
And another key that goes with that, the shape and the organisation, is determination. That appeared to be very much a part of what
I think there was one player that really, really caught the eye in the first 5 minutes. It was Keegan Hartley. I think the amount of times that he made a single press and he got the ball, he showed his tenacity. Now listen, I'll tell people, that kid's come from rock bottom. You know, he's been released at Barnsley. He's looking at, you know, can he get a deal at a non-league football club? He loves it here. done a lot of work with Keats to get a smile back on his face, and he's tenacious. He's got the pressure out. And what Keegan then does by playing like that, it spurs everyone else around him. But he's that quick that because he's at the pace of the game, he can then start opening things up. And that, I think, you always take a player to kind of get us on the front foot. And I think he did that. And then for me, he stood out. He stood out and really drove the team forward tonight.
We gave him man of the match. He shaded Curtis Jones for that. So that's kind of we're on the same page for once on the man of the match. But
yeah.
But no, in his goal, the way he ghosted, Paul said it was kind of Martin Peters as he ghosted into just the right spot.
And we've worked on that, and it comes from Guy Hall, because if Guy Hall doesn't move, Keegan can't go inside, because they work on a pivot. Left winger, the 11 comes inside. If Guy goes high, so Keegan can surrender his space, he makes that forward run, he gets his goal. If he doesn't get there, Guy's on the edge of the box. Mm-hmm. Where in the past we've maybe been a bit too deep. So we don't make that run. So there's little things that we're working on. And, you know, it's when it comes off, it's really nice, isn't it? And I'm, you know, delighted with everyone tonight.
And finally, how nice was it, A, to see Regan Linney back here, but also how nice was it to see him being bottled up by your defenders?
Listen, I wish he was still here.
Yeah,
the way we're building the side now, Regan Linney, you know, with Max Cairns, someone at the top end of the pitch, just really excited. But he's brilliant to see, Reg. You know, always brilliant to see him. And we've been a long way on our journey. You know, and it is sad for me when Regan Linney, Adam Dodd, you know, Michael Potts and so on, they move on. They've played with me for 7 or 8 years. But it's nice to see Regan, you know, doing what he does and achieving his ambition to be a professional footballer. I mean, we bottled Regan up tonight. Of course, we did. Curtis has got a battle. He should have that in training all the time. But make no bones about it, Regan Linney's a top player and will score goals in the National League. And when Altrincham find the feet and they get the fitness levels, then I'm sure they'll do well.
And what are you expecting the next couple of games? Clapton should be a good occasion on Saturday, and then Warrington, another tricky one.
Can't wait to make the 18-hour round trip to Clapton on a Saturday. But no, it's, you know, it is what it is. You know, we've just got to go down there, and, you know, people who don't know leave probably about 5 or 6 in the morning and get home about 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and then kind of recover and recuperate and get ready for Warrington on Tuesday. So it is hard. There's a lot of demands being placed on the squad, but like you said, it is a relationship with Clapton, and, you know, we honoured that we'd return the friendly. So, you know, we're looking forward to kick off, and hopefully everyone has a safe journey down there and a safe journey home. We'll try and get the right result and then, you know, recover and get ready for Warrington on Tuesday.